This is 91.7 WVXU. I'm Marianne Zalesnik. About a week and a half ago, City Council's so-called Gang of Five appeared in court, where they admitted to breaking the law by holding illegal meetings via text messages. Last week, Vice Mayor Christopher Smitherman released a recording apparently made shortly before his wife Pamela's death in January. She accused P.G. Sittenfeld of mocking her illness on text messages and questioned his moral integrity. WVXU senior political analyst Howard Wilkinson joins me this morning to talk about it. Good morning, Howard.
Good morning.
Now, many were surprised by the release of this recording, it maybe even shocked. Why these reactions?
Because it's shocking. I mean, it really is. The fact that this recording would come out and that Smitherman would put it out into the public. There's everything about this episode has been very unpleasant. The intense rivalry between Smitherman and Sittenfeld, both of whom want very much to be the next mayor of the city of Cincinnati. And it all comes down to that. Smitherman says that his wife had asked him to make this recording and wanted it to be released. But sadly, she died in mid-January, and she had suffered a long time from cancer. It was a terrible thing. And Smitherman insists that releasing this recording was not political. And there are many people who look at that and the timing of it 4 days after this court hearing and have a hard time believing that. And I have to admit, I do too.
Now, what did Pamela Smitherman say in the recording?
Well, among other things, I mean, she was very, she obviously had a very weak voice and was, clearly very ill. But she questioned the, quote, moral integrity of anyone who wants to take cancer and make a mockery of it. Mr. Sittenfeld, you are just young and immature, and I think your parents are probably ashamed of you and your behavior. And then she went on along in that vein.
Well, what mockery is she talking about?
Somehow Smitherman had got wind of the text between Sittenfeld and Councilman Chris Seelbach after Smitherman had gone on WLW in January of 2018, and he was criticizing Sittenfeld and mentioned that he was taking care of a wife at home who was suffering from cancer. And they talked about that on some of these text messages that were released. Now, they talked about them in terms of they thought they were disgusting and they thought they were political.
Now, do you think it really was? Was he mocking her? Would you call it mocking?
He, in no way was P.G. Sittenfeld or Seelbach mocking her cancer. What they were doing was saying that Smitherman was using his dying wife to make political points.
So why do you think Smitherman would release this recording?
Because he says because it was one of her last wishes. I don't know. Maybe it was dealing, his way of dealing with grief. And maybe he just hates Sittenfeld that much that he wants to destroy him.
Well, how does Smitherman look to the public coming out of this?
I think it's beforehand, he looked fine. It was the Gang of Five who were taking most of the heat, but now it's shifted to him, and he's the one who ends up looking bad because he's proving Sittenfeld's point that he's willing to use his wife's illness for a political gain.
In just a couple seconds we have left, how is this going to impact the mayor's race, do you think?
Frankly, I think it's going to cause other candidates to come out of the woodwork and run against, these two because they're clearly not it's going to be a bloody mess if it's the two of them.
Thanks so much, Howard.
You're welcome.
Howard Wilkinson is WVXU's senior political analyst. He joins me each Monday at this time. You can read his columns and stories at WVXU.org.